Fine.
Recording in progress.
AGP, are we ready to go? So good morning. Welcome to the CCSD Friday, August 27th meeting. It is a special meeting for consideration of a single agenda item. But we'll go ahead and move to the opening of our meeting today and the call to order. And Osana, the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Thank you. Would you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. And in an establishment of the quorum, we have all five members of the board present today. Thank you all for being here a little bit early today and accommodating some schedules of some of the directors. We would move on to item two, public comment on agenda items. In actuality, that happens as a mechanism of our regular business. And so what we'll do is move to the regular business and have our action introduced by the general manager. And what I'd like to do today is have the staff report first so the information's available to the community, and then we will come back and do public comment. And at the end of public comment, then we will bring it back to board for discussion and for possible vote. So that being said, I'd like to move on to item three, regular business. And Mr. Weigel, would you introduce the agenda item, please?
Morning, President Steidel and board. Yes, agenda item 3A is discussion and consideration of consultant services agreement with Bartle Wells Associates for water and sewer financial plan and rate updates. Staff recommends that the board discuss and consider approving this revised agreement for consultant services with Bartle Wells for water, WRF, and sewer financial plan and rate updates. As we discussed at the last regular board meeting, the board asked staff to re-engage with Bartle Wells to provide for an optional rate increase component to the plan. So as you'll see that this new proposal reflects that and divides it up into basically five sections. If you refer to page 16 of your package, you'll see the components are divided into phase A, which are water and sewer financial plan updates, and then phase B is water and sewer rate increases as an optional component. So in the first phase, it's broken down into three components. The first is data collection. The second task is develop a 10-year financial plan. And then the third is presentation and technical memorandum, which is basically their outbrief back to the board. At that point, the board could make several options after that presentation, and they'll have the information then available to decide whether or not to go forward with phase B at that point. So I think it's a good proposal, and the board will have more information under which to make a decision of whether or not to go into further study on water rates. But the essential task we have right now is the need to understand our financials so that we can make some short-term investments in our infrastructure, specifically to the water and wastewater enterprise funds, so that we don't hamper ourselves overly and put ourselves at risk for something down line. So as an example, whatever we fund for the SST project right now is going to have to leave some residual funding there for us to take care of emergent situations. We already know that the lift stations need some work, so we're going to need some working capital for capital improvements there, as an example. But as you know, this is an aged plant, and you can't always plan for things. We do have the reserve fund available to make loans to the enterprise funds, but we have, even those are limited and probably should be reserved for catastrophic issues if for the district. But that's up to the board, of course. So in the short term, really is our focus in how best to fund the SST upgrades to the wastewater plant and develop a long-term financial plans to assist the district in planning for future water, WRF, and sewer expenditures. With that, pending your questions, I have Finance Manager Duffield standing by, and as well as the district engineer, who looks like we have to bring him in from the attendee list.
All right, thank you. I will just take the opportunity, Ms. Duffield, is there anything you'd like to add before we move on to public comment?
No, I don't have anything to add at this time.
Okay, fine. And I see Mr. Danzo. we may be catching you at the back end of coming in. I don't know how much you've heard in terms of the introduction of information, Mr. Danzo, but I just wanted to offer the same opportunity to you as I just did to Ms. Duffield, if there's anything you'd like to add before we move on to public comment.
I followed the whole thing.
All right. Excellent.
I have no comments. I concur with everything.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. So we will move then to public comment. Osana.
Yes. Valerie Carr, go ahead, please.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello. I'm new. Here, I just moved to Cambria. I retired in June, and I think I've done as much as I can to make sure my water situation is good. I know that I'm trying to get up to speed on everything you guys are doing. It sounds like you're doing a wonderful job. I just am a little wary, honestly, of a rate increase so soon because, wow, I just got like hit with a massive water bill last month, and it kind of hurt the budget a little bit. So I have met a lot of people here. They seem all on fixed incomes. I don't know, but just be cognizant of that, I hope. And thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Carr. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ms. Carr.
You're welcome.
And Mike Lyons, go ahead, please.
Thank you very much, and good morning to everyone. I agree with former director and former board president, Amanda Rice, who at the last meeting commended this board, surely the most professional, cordial, and focused board in my 30 years of observation, for having the courage, and she used that word, to instigate and pay for the in-stream flow study. And I would now add the same word, courage, to your approach to today's subject, which I view basically as planning. At least three of the five HERN directors said during the last meeting that the district needs some outside consultants to give us an independent review of the health of our finances, the effectiveness of the past rate increases, and at least a good forecast of our future budget needs. I also commend the decision to address the subject in two phases, the first of which is called financial plan updates. The duty of this board and any board really working for a community is to make crucial decisions on complex matters. This includes often making decisions that are not popular with the entire base of ratepayers. The board must make hard decisions in the best interest of the whole community. It's only prudent for our board to always keep in mind for future planning the probability of the need for rate increases to support the water and sewer requirements in the future. Planning for that future is the very best thing any board of directors can do. I can count the number of meetings on two hands and 2 feet, at times when the previous general manager, Jerry Gruber, pleaded and in fact begged the community and the board to at least address rate increases, to no avail. And we all know what happened to our financial situation when we didn't plan ahead, we didn't have the courage to do so. In reading through the Bartle Wells proposal, I see that the subjects nominated for this financial review seem to be eminently prudent, logical, and reasonable, including identifying significant parties which have interest in the project, key milestone dates, forecasts and projections, capital improvement needs and long-term repairs and replacements, operational maintenance needs and cost escalation factors, forecasts of water and sewer demands, evaluating financial alternatives, establishing prudent minimum reserve targets, and developing the 10-year cash flow projections. This board has shown courage, and I encourage you to do it again, in exploring difficult subjects and making hard decisions. I urge you to move forward with phase A of the Bartle Wells proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lyons.
Thank you, Dr. Bettenhausen. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much. I want to commend Ms. Carr for participating so soon after moving to Cambria in the deliberations of the community via our elected officials and utilities. I also thank Mr. Lyons. I couldn't agree more that we definitely need phase A in this proposal. We have had, as I go through all my documents from 2003, when I started paying attention to you, to the board, we have had very, very amorphous financial planning. We have had ambiguous financial planning. We have had sloppy financial planning. And I commend you heartily for recognizing the serious need in the CCSD for serious financial planning, which I hope also looks at the possibility of reducing some costs. And I think that the possibility of not having 6 people earning over $100,000 a year might be a good idea to look at seriously, because if you're going to hire a consultant, the consultant should be objective and not be biased in favor of looking only at cost increases. I do want to say, though, as I said to you yesterday in my email, that when you get to phase B, and I thank Mr. Weigel for clarifying that it would be you, board, who decide whether or not to move into phase B, I urge you in advance to have clear in your minds, directors, the criteria by which you will judge whether or not we need to go into a study of rate increases. Because the more explicit you are to the community in that regard, the more pleased the community will be, rather than simply making decisions which for some reason or other don't make sense to us. And I urge you again to read my email when you get to phase B, but I have a sneaking suspicion I might send it to you again then. My last comment is, I have no idea from reading your document today when then is. Is there a timeline on phase A? Do you have any requirements from your consultant to report within a certain specified future? I might have missed this in the contract and all the pages today and last Thursday, but I do not recall reading that again at all. So please specify if there is a term of phase A in your contract with your consultant. Your consultant has worked with you many times, and I'm sure that when he gets to Cambria to report to you or set up a public hearing, he will first go to the beach. My conversations with him in the past lead me to think that. I mentioned it to you because looking at the beach often jars our perspectives out of the status quo and makes us think from a slightly different angle. For me, that's very helpful, as I'm sure you will agree. And I urge it upon you to have that diversification of your perspective regularly, because times are a-changing. And I must confess that listening to you pledge allegiance to the flag this morning brought tears to my eyes, because I'm not sure about the country. And I'm sure you share that concern right now. So thank you very much for your public service. And I look forward to your discussion today, although I might watch it on tape. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bettenhausen. Osana?
Yes. I don't see any raised hands, but I have one more written comment.
Thank you.
From Cheryl McDowell, board, bit concerned about today's special board meeting, the cost involved. What's the hurry to address this topic? The district spends freely to hire consultants and do studies. Please be mindful who pays at the end of the day. Thank you, Cheryl McDowell. Thank you.
Thank you, Asana. All right. Then with no further, there appears to be a hand under the attendees. I don't know if that.
Yes. Crosby and Laura Swartz. Go ahead, please.
Yes, good morning, board. I just tuned into this meeting. The thing I want to say, everybody else has tremendous amounts of words. I'm just going to say real quickly, think, board, live within our means. Think about your personal finances. Treat us, our money, like it's your personal finances. Live within our means. Stop spending on all of the, that's all I say is live within our means. I vote that we go back to the finance committee. This came upon everybody very unexpectedly. That's where you have a standing committee. Let them discuss it. Bartle and Wells is going to do this study, and of course they're going to suggest a rate increase. That's what they do. That's how they make their money. So this is just one step to a rate increase. If we try to live within our means a little better on a personal basis, we have some very, very bright board members there. Think about it in a personal way. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Schwartz. Osana?
Yes. And I don't see any other written or I think I meant to put their hand. Okay. Let me double check. No other written comments. Thank you.
All right, fine. With that being the case then, we'll bring it back to the board for discussion. And so open it to board discussion. We're looking at this today in terms of a bifurcated proposal, one that is a phase which takes a look at data gathering and being able to do data analysis to move us toward being able to understand potentially how much debt we might be able to assume to execute the things that we need to for the work done on the SST planning and the identification of work content for being able to address age issues that we have with the wastewater treatment plant, which is the generation and focus of this initially, and it's our short-term view to attack and go after what we need to do to execute that and to safeguard the wastewater plant for taking the additional time to gather information as a whole for the capital requirements for the district is only smart planning. You can't look at something in isolation and not understand potential impacts or risks associated with it. You need to look at things in terms of a full picture, but the impetus to it is the wastewater plant. And that's what's driving this. And that's what the phase A is related to. It's possible that the information that's gathered as a function of phase A may indicate to us that we need to make considerations as far as phase B is concerned. But we need to get through phase A to make that consideration. So please open it for conversation from the directors and Director Dean, please.
I'm very pleased to see how quickly Bartles and Wells was able to come back to us with this amended proposal. I am very anxious that we get to work on our wastewater treatment plant. I was wondering if we do have any kind of a timeline for them to come back with the results of phase A, and will there be a report partway through specific to the SST, or will the whole phase A be done before we get any information back? I know there's time constraints with telling PG&E what we want to do or can afford to do. I know that we had a deadline for once they gave us the fixed cost estimates of making a decision. So I am anxious for that part of this study to get done so we can get going. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Dean. Director Gray?
Yeah, thank you, President Stidale. I second Director Dean's concern about the need for a timeline on a couple of points. One is her point that the SST is a distinct near-term need. Finance for the SST is a distinct near-term need, and I think we need to get a clear picture on what's feasible on that right away. I do think that, as I understand, the financial study as a whole is going to be dealing with all of the capital projects in the enterprise funds, including the possibility of financing and refinancing the WRF and so forth. Well, that's a little longer term. So we can, the full report, I think, maybe we have two steps here. We have the initial report on the SST financing, and then the full report, which covers everything, our total capital plan and our capital needs. That was one concern I had. The other concern I had was raised, I think, by Dr. Bettenhausen more in her email. And I think General Manager Weigel addressed that. But I think we maybe need to put some clarification into our motion today or into our action today about what the transition to phase A, from phase A to phase B, would entail. I think it should be on the record that the board take action, affirmatively take action to go to phase B. In other words, we own, for the sake of the public, we own the rate increase decision, and rather than just having it happen by default, because optional is a little bit vague. I do think we should have, after phase A, the board should be, should then decide whether or not to go to phase B. That, I think that should be clarified in our action today.
Thank you, Director Gray. And I also happen to agree with you, and that's certainly something that could be part of the motion. Director Farmer.
Thank you, President Stidale. I just want to reference back to a couple of comments that Director Gray made at the previous meeting a week ago yesterday. Two things, and I believe Laura Swartz kind of followed up on one of them with regard to having, first taking this to the Finance Committee for some discussion with them. But obviously, it's before us now. But Tom at that time, or Director Gray at that time, made a comment that he wished it had been brought back to the Finance Committee first. But also, just to kind of clarify or maybe calm the waters in some sense, one of the comments that Director Gray made last week is that he didn't see the need to be pursuing a rate increase at this time. And I can't speak for any of the other directors, but I certainly don't feel that we should be going in that direction. This is about funding the needs for improvements of infrastructure at the wastewater plant. That's the main goal, I believe, the part of the main goal that we have today in the 10-year financial plan. And I would suggest that we don't even consider pursuing investigating the rate increase at this time. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, like I say, that that was how Director Gray felt last week. And I feel other directors feel the same. So I just wanted to comment on that, because it seems that some people, some of the attendees might be feeling a little bit anxious in that area. So thank you.
Thank you, Director Farmer. Any other, Vice President Howell?
Thank you. Can you hear me okay here? I'm not sure the setup is working well.
Yes.
Good. Couple of things. First of all, to kind of just to bring, to remind everyone, including all of our attendees today, I see there's quite a few of them, the issue of rate increases and the issue of assistance for families that are of low income and are presently receiving assistance for their sewer payments. That is an item that is actually an open item for us, and we actually have an ad hoc committee which has been tasked to look at that, and it's been put on hold because of the financial software implementation. So just as a reminder to the public that that issue is not going to be forgotten. It is on our plates, but it's something that we haven't yet been able to address. I'd like to comment briefly two things. I'll work backwards. One of the reasons that we asked that the contract be separated into two pieces, one which examines our current financial state of affairs and what our financial needs are, and to we wanted to have a stopping point for evaluation. And then should we deem it necessary, and this is why the phase B is considered optional, should the board deem it necessary based upon what comes out of the phase A, then we would proceed to consider the possibilities of a rate increase. So I just want to remind everyone, and that was that change was in response to the considerable discomfort that we were experiencing from the public in this regard. And then one last comment, I think to Director Gray's concern about focus on the SST. Well, it is true that that is the item which is driving the urgency of this particular and why we're here today. I think that what I would be more comfortable if, and this is, and I think this is the way the study is actually set, is that this is looking at the entire financial condition of the district. Now, I mean, if you just looked focused on one thing and said, well, can we afford these SST projects? We can't answer that question unless we know what other things are out there that are quite not related to the wastewater treatment plant. So we really have to look, in my opinion, at the needs of the district as a whole and then make our evaluation based upon that. So just to, again, to assure everyone that we're not just charging forward. It's not that we love rate increases. But I want to remind again all of our good friends out there in the public that the people that serve us do not work for free, and they do deserve to be paid a fair wage for the work that they do. And we do need to be conserving in how we spend our money, but we're not going to simply take the burden off of one set of people's backs and put it on the other. What we have to do is devise a fair way of spreading the pain out in a way that we can all experience a little bit of it, if pain is what is in order. So having said that, I think that's sufficient. I just wanted to reassure people that we haven't forgotten about them, but we do need to be sure that you have water, and we do need to be sure that the waste gets disposed of. And as a final thing on that, remember, you can have a civilization without running water. You can always truck it in, but you can't have a civilization if you can't get rid of the waste. Enough said.
Thank you, Vice President Howe. I appreciate it. And I think that you very well summarized the items that we need to take to consideration, that we can't just work in a vacuum with something. We have to be at least aware of the other things. There's every indication from conversations that the finance manager has been involved with, that Mr. Danza has been involved with, that Mr. Weigold's been involved with, myself and Director Dean periodically, because of it being an IR&D function that was looking at the wastewater plant and the SST, that Bartle Wells is more than aware of the sensitivity of turning data as quickly as possible. They're committed to doing that. The fact that they were able to turn the proposal to bring back to us to be able to address it in segments and to address the fact that we as a district and directors wanted to be able to provide the breathing room gap that Vice President Howe addressed, so that we can make the assessment, so we can make some good decisions, so we can determine what we need to do to keep our utilities viable for the community. And we're, to paraphrase another community speaker at one point, we are all in this together. It isn't as though the directors are sitting outside of this and living other places than Cambria and, you know, making decisions on the basis of how it affects other people and not us, because it affects us as much as anyone else. So I just wanted to remind folks of that too. We can certainly put together something in the motion as far as the stopping point of the evaluation evaluation or the moving forward on the phase B is specifically by consideration of the board, consideration of the vote of the board. That would, you know, address one of the issues that was being discussed. The timing issue, I think that it's something that can be part of the initial planning that would be launched in the phase A to get a good idea and feedback from Bartles Wells about how quickly they can turn that information. Some of it will be just some of the result of the information, how much more they may have to ask certain questions about things or gather additional information. The one thing to keep in mind is that Bartles Wells is familiar with our district. They've touched our finances before. They understand how we function and operate. And the other thing to keep in mind is that there has been significant strides since 2017. In terms of solidifying the financial structures of the district, we've accomplished significant issues in terms of being able to get past a number of formal audits that had to be submitted to the state. We are in good stead in that regard. We've been in the black for the last 2 years, which has happened without having to make borrowings from the general fund to the enterprises just to keep them afloat. So we're in a much stronger financial position overall, with better controls in place overall, which means that when Bartles Wells goes to look at information, the information is readily accessible. It's been validated. They've got a basis to be able to work from. So I think all of those lead us to the idea that what we're going to be able to do in a quick turnaround in analysis on what we need the short term for the SST program is something that's going to be able to be accomplished in probably would be considered a record amount of time. So those are my observations as far as what this is. And I can certainly, you know, initiate it by putting forward a motion that says that we would direct the implementation of the consulting services agreement with Bartles and Wells for water and sewer financial plan and rate updates, with the acknowledgement that moving to the optional phase B portion of the stated proposal would be only by the consideration and vote of the board and direction thereof. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Weigold.
I would just had a question for Mr. Carmel. This is largely an internal to the district issue, not so much an adjustment to the proposal. Would that be correct?
I think so. We can include some language in the motion if that's a desire.
Yeah. Okay. So that is what I'm proposing as a motion. Do I have a second?
Director Gray?
Thank you. Second. Seconded by Director Gray. Mm-hmm. Any other comment? No? All right. So Osana, may we move to roll call, please?
President Steidel, how do you vote?
Yes.
Thank you. President Steidel, aye. And Director Gray?
Aye.
Thank you, Director Gray, aye. Vice President Howell?
Aye.
Thank you, Vice President Howell, aye. Director Farmer?
Aye.
Thank you, Director Farmer. Aye. And Director Dean.
Aye.
Director Dean, aye. Thank you. Five ayes.
Thank you, Asana. So a special meeting of today's date, agenda item 3A, the execution and acceptance of a consulting agreement with Bartle Wells and Associates is passed with a vote of 5-0.
Sounds good.
Okay, excellent. Thank you all for the consideration and your time this morning so that we can get this moving forward. And I know that probably Director Dean will walk away with a very big smile on her face in this regard, but I think it leaves all of us to feel that we're moving forward and taking a look at what we need to do with the SST program and get that off the ground so that we can safeguard our wastewater plant. So thank you all very much for your participation today.
I think Mr. D'Anzo probably has a smile on his face too.
Well, I would imagine that Mr. D'Anzo is. So you're absolutely right. Yes, I have to admit that that's probably the case.
It looks like Harry has something to say there.
All right. There's no additional action. We're not, I don't believe, taking any future agenda items or anything else today. So, Director Farmer.
Yes, thank you, President Steidel. I just want to also thank the attendees that got up early this morning and the folks that made comments and the folks that didn't, but still had the brain cells operating and were certainly concerned about what it was that we were going to discuss and determined to do. And I just, once again, since rate increase did come up in the course of our conversation, that this was basically a decision with regard to how to move forward with infrastructure improvements at the wastewater facility. And that's the main direction that we're going in with this decision. And with regard to Bartles and Wells helping us to investigate other, let's say, financing alternatives that are out there with regard to this project. And it's not at all about rate increases at this time. I just want to clarify that for the community.
Good.
Thank you, Director Farmer. You. Yes, I appreciate it. And you're right, the work that Bartles Wells is going to be doing for us is going to help us understand how much additional debt that the district can bear responsibly to do as much as possible that we can for the items, the hard task items that have already been identified as a function of the whole SST review. So when this information comes back, then we'll have the opportunity to have that go through the finance committee, which is the normal process of events, not the consideration of contracts. Generally, that's not the consideration of the finance committee. That's the consideration of the legal, which they did in this case, of course. So when the information comes back, that's going to be going through the finance committee and looked at. And if for some reason or necessary, even the input of it would be also looked at the R&I committee, if that's appropriate and applicable also. Yep. So we look forward to that. And I know that Bartles Wells is more than happy to get started on this quickly and may be able to be provided with the information immediately from Ms. Duffield, which I'm sure that she can do. So we'll move forward. Thank you all. Thank the community members that showed up today. I hope that at least we were able to answer some of your questions that you may have had in mind for today. And yes, Director Farmer.
One more thing I'd like to add, and pardon me for interrupting you there, President Steidel, the second time. And I think this is something that all of us as directors are aware of. But just to let the public know, folks are saying, oh, another consultant. The very reasonable cost that Bartles and Wells is charging us for this, considering amounts that we've paid in the past to determine a rate increase, which I believe in Bartles and Wells at the last rate increase, it was like $83,000 of consulting fees. And this time we're essentially paying initially here $16,000 for the infrastructure improvements at wastewater and the financial planning and doing that in other areas is an unbelievably reasonable fee. And we should be really thankful for that since these are the professionals in that area.
Yeah. Good.
Thank you, Director Farmer. And I agree very much so.
Good point.
Okay. All right. Anything else, directors, before I move to close?
No, we're good.
All right. Thank you all very much. Again, thank the community for participating and attending today to hear our discussion. Enjoy the rest of your Friday.
Have a blessed weekend.
There you go. Thank you all.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Recording stopped.